This morning's responsive reading came from Psalm number 56. So if you would like to join with us in our exposition, a brief exposition of what we find here in Psalm 56, take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 56 as well. I've entitled this psalm, Daily Struggles. Daily Struggles. As we just got done reading this in our congregation, did you pick up on something in the psalm itself? Notice verse 1. Be merciful unto me. Now that would have been a good title too. O God, for man would swallow me up, he fighting daily oppresseth me. Verse 2. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. Verse 5. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. I found it amazing that three times David emphasizes that this was not a passing persecution that came into his life. Meaning, well, they persecuted me on Monday, and then 4 weeks later, they decided to persecute me again. David is telling us that during his flight from King Saul, when King Saul had a bullseye on David's back, if you will, Saul's attacks on David were a daily affair. And so David here tells us. But again, if you have good spiritual eyes, you ought to see not only the lesser David in this psalm, but the greater David. For instance, verse 5. Every day they wrest my words. Well, what were the Pharisees constantly doing with Jesus' words? Challenging those words? Finding fault with his words? Putting words in his mouth he never said? Okay. Asking questions in order to trip him up, to find a reason, to bring further allegation back to the religious leaders. You don't see Jesus in that verse 5? I do. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. When you read the four gospel narratives, when God focuses our attention on the responses by the religious leaders in Jesus' public ministry, we find the fact that they're thinking and mumbling under their breath and then going off in the corner and trying to find some way, somehow, some plot, some plan to entrap him and to get rid of him. So I think Psalm 56 has shades or elements of a messianic flair looking downrange to the greater David. Verse 2, my enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. Well, how many were fighting against Jesus? My word, in the end, you had the entire Sanhedrin council, and then they roped in the Roman Empire at the end. And then when you look at this as an individual Christian living in a world that hates light and truth, beloved, our enemies are legion. In some instances, you got the entire federal government breathing on your back because your ideology is in 180 degrees in opposition to what they want to do. Verse 6, they gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Once again, think of Christ and his own adversaries, the greater David. And if you look at verses 6, I can see an individual Christian whose family members, whose neighbors or co-workers rally around themselves in order to make your life miserable. Jesus' enemies hounded him, formed their little clique, their little group, okay? Basically agreeing one with themselves against you or against Christ or against God's people. No different. But then we see the response. What do we do when we have daily opposition and those that we know are openly against us? And then there are those who hide in the closet because they're too fearful to confront you to your face, but they'll do it in the privacy and the comfort of a closed door. When I cried unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. Now we've seen this thought all throughout the book of Psalms. When you have adversaries and enemies, you do not go to them in a frontal attack and try to wage a holy war against them. You're going to lose. The best thing to do when it comes to your adversaries and your enemies is simply pray them into God's hands and let Him take care of them. Vengeance belongs to Him, not to you and I. Let the Lord take care of them. Simply pray them into His hands. Do to them as much as you will, Lord. Save them or destroy them. Lord, it's in your hands, not mine. When I cried unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know. Now notice this. Verse 9 is important. How do I know that I can rely on God to take care of my enemies? For God is with me. For God is with me. That's another title you can add, or a subtitle to this psalm. This I know. We used to sing a chorus. This I know because the Bible tells me so. This I know. Know what? Well, God is with me. And when you read God, or when you read the scriptures and you find God commissioning someone to do something, one of the things that God right out of the gate tells that individual, lo, I am with you. As I was with Moses, Joshua, so I will be with you. And when Jesus departed, lo, I am with you, even to the end of all things. Lo, I'm with you. In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. Almost sounds like it's a chorus. Now, that's a Bible believer talking, not a Bible doubter. A Bible doubter is someone who comes to the Bible and with their academic training or their academic prowess, they begin to criticize God's word. They tell us that certain portions or certain passages don't belong there because they learned this in some Bible college or they learned this in Bible seminary. Well, that college and that seminary is to be stayed away from. You're going to waste your money putting your college degree or your seminarian degree in such an institution. Find yourself a good pastor in a good church and you might get a better education versus going off to Bible college. And I say that with no apologies at all. That's a Bible believer. In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. That's a Bible believer, not a Bible doubter, not a Bible questioner. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Look at verse 4. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Beloved, all that our enemies and adversaries can do is talk bad about us. Put words in our mouths we never said. Accuse us of actions which we never did. Then they go so far as to question even your motives. I didn't know that they possessed the power of the Holy Spirit. Let our enemies flap their lips all they want. Remember, they didn't die for you on a cross. And on Judgment Day, you're not standing in front of them to give an account of your life. Okay? Let's get that square. The psalmist says, what? In God will I praise His word. In God have I put my trust. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Notice, that's in the past tense. Will thou deliver my feet from falling? Well, yeah. That I may walk before God in the light of the living. See, your enemies walk in darkness. They walk in death because they are dead. They're dead to God. They're dead to the things of God. The psalmist says, I may walk before God in the light of the living. So there it is. Daily struggles. And how do I respond? Well, I can roll up in a ball and land myself in a corner. of a room and have a pity party. That's what you can do. Or you can have that, your experience, ruin the rest of your day, and you walk around the home or you walk in the neighborhood with your chin dragging on the sidewalk, and you can do that. That's easy to do. We always do that. You can hate God or hate the world, or you can rise above your enemies. This is a psalm and a psalmist who, though it hurts, has risen above his adversaries. When you let your adversaries dictate how you live in your own home, they've won, and you are the loser. I'm not laying aside the pain and the hurt. That's there. But how you respond to the pain and the hurt judges whether you truly believe that God is with you. The psalmist here is telling what he's going through. He's not having a happy day. And this is coming upon him daily, not once in a blue moon, but daily. And his response is to ride above the situation. Now, either that is the truth, or I'm wasting your time, and I'm wasting yours, and you're wasting mine behind this pulpit. This is when the rubber meets the road. This is when your Christianity is put to the test. And if we crumble and falter with just certain people not liking you, what's going to happen, my dear friend, when real persecution comes knocking on the front door? Are you going to melt like a candle in the sun? We got brothers and sisters who face things much, much greater than you and I in other parts of the world. Much, much greater. And they've learned to rise above their adversaries. So, there it is. Daily struggles. And how do I respond? Well, may God choose to bless His word. Amen.